Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Sang?
Yes, this is she, and you're Dan?
Yes, ma'am, I am. How are you doing today?
Okay. Good, good. Can't complain. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking.
I hear you.
So, just to verify real quick, it's a Maverick Design
Sure.
Build, right? Out of New York?
Yes, Maverick Design Build. Yeah, that's the name, company name. Yeah.
Perfect. And I see you have a website. Looks like you have a Google page. You're
Yes.
on Thumbtack, Yelp, Instagram, Facebook. Did you set all these up yourself?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And how's your traction been online? Not so much on the
Not
lead
much.
programs, but like
Yeah.
Google and Meta, like your
You
organic traffic.
know, it's just so funny that, I mean, it's a small business and I got to do so many things. I do the
Right.
business, sales, project delivery, meeting the client estimate, sales. So I didn't really have much time and we were short on budget. So I wanted to do everything, you know, and I couldn't do it really well, all everything well. Instagram, I used to pay someone just to kind of like, but I think that wasn't really an organic. I think that was from, they were from someone, outside of United States and they were like, you know,
Okay.
kind of pushing the traffic, lots of likes and posts. I think, we
Yeah, there's
kind
a
of
lot of
like stopped it
followers.
for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that there's a lot of, but I think I'm going to start it back again. At least it's not bad to get those, you know, the followers and traffic going, but I just had
Yeah.
some family issues. So I needed to take like 3 to 5 months off from the work, so I didn't have a chance to focus on. So I need to get her back on that on a track
Right.
from this year. I think I'm going to be doing more Facebook and Instagram. Facebook
Good.
not so much, but I think Instagram is good. Even though they're like the same company, but I think when I
Yeah.
talked to the other person, your colleague, I told him at this point we have a little bit of like a slow season. We just have like two projects from last year we're finishing off by next week.
Good.
I really want to kind of like
Wow.
pick up the business and get more inquiries, phone call leads coming in.
Yeah,
We do
absolutely.
residential, but this year we wanted to focus on residential, commercial, both.
Awesome.
So, I would
Okay.
love to see how you guys can help us. We have a Google business page. There will be more reviews coming. I would love to see how Google local ad, because we're already verified, would bring us more projects as well, if that's
Google
something you guys can
Guaranteed.
help.
It is, absolutely. I'm the main person that sets those accounts up here. So you already got
Okay,
Google
cool.
Guaranteed verified? Let me check real
We
fast
are,
here.
yes, we
You
are. It's
are.
just
Okay.
weird. It's just about like, you know, I don't know how to set it up and get the, and I don't want to pay for the leads which is not valid. I only want to pay for the qualified leads. And someone told me Google Local Ad, they only charge for the leads which is valid, right? Is that correct?
That is correct. So the way Google Guaranteed works is we set up an automatic dispute system. So the way that would work is the calls, they come through via phone call. It's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. So you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed lead. And it's recorded by AI. So basically Google bots, which automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified. In order for it to be considered a qualified lead, if you schedule an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't typically do in your industry, but if you were to quote them or schedule an estimate, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. Okay. If it's anything
Okay.
other than that, you're automatically not charged. It's nothing you have to do on your end. It's an automatic dispute system. Does that make sense so
Yeah,
far?
that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. So, I'll get into all that too with you. First off, let me let you know on our base package, which what that's gonna do is it's gonna target you for 20 keyword phrases in the map section on Google. Okay, which are organic, so you're gonna get an unlimited amount of clicks and calls there. So that's why it's important. Okay. Also, we're
Okay.
gonna make sure we do include Meta ads with our base package. Okay, so we do run Facebook and Instagram retargeted ads for you. And they run on both platforms. So all we do is we link the Instagram to Facebook. So you'll have the same ad essentially showing on both platforms, and you'll have a tracking system to show you like what's coming from where. Okay.
So question, would you be able to open a Facebook account, for us, like, and manage it, like Facebook and Instagram?
Yeah, absolutely. But what we would want to do is actually have you add us as manager to your current page, because that way we're not creating a duplicate account out there for you, you know?
Okay. I think right now, let me check. I don't know if we, cause mine, I don't use Facebook because I'm not really on social. So I think the business page was associated with my personal Facebook. So I don't know how to resolve this thing. Like,
that's how all business pages are created, is through a personal account on Facebook. So like, for example, if we created you, let's say you didn't have a business page, right? We would create you a business page, and we would send you an ownership request to your page, to your personal account. And that way it'll attach it to your personal. Now they're not like, they're linked in your sense. Like when you log in, you'll be able to toggle from your personal to your business page. But to the potential client, like seeing your Facebook page, right? They're not seeing your personal page tied to it. So they are linked in the sense of your use, but for the potential client, they don't look linked, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, it does. Okay. So I just have to, and I, okay. So I will look into it, and I think I just have to log into the Facebook, and, I just have to kind of give you guys the access to the business page, right?
Just the business. We just need manager access. So not ownership. We actually send you email instructions on how to do it. It's like super easy.
Okay.
And we don't want ownership of your page. We don't want ownership of the personal page. It's just the manager request for the business page, so we can run the ads essentially for you. We don't reply to any of your messages or anything, so you still want to be active on there, but we're going to run the retargeted ads for you basically.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so because I'm trying to take load off my plate because I do so much.
This will save you so much time. For sure.
It does. And I think it's just a mistake I did in the past. I'm like, you know, doing everything all at once, actually, maybe I'm able to do it like maybe 20-30%, and that result is not that great. So probably it's good to give the, and I don't enjoy doing the social media part of it. So let's say the Instagram and Facebook, if I give you guys the, you know, kind of manage and handle it, like how it's going to be, are you guys going to post the, let's say we're going to give you the project's update, pictures and everything. You guys will post it and build that organic traffic, like lots of likes, comments. I mean, how this is going to work?
Great question. I'm glad you brought that up. So we don't post on your Facebook or your Instagram. Those are all things you still want to continue doing. We run the retargeted ads. So the way those will work is it doesn't have to be a follower, right? Which in your case, you have a ton of followers, 2.2K followers on Facebook, Instagram, you have 29.8K followers, you know, so you have a good amount of followers. So posting will be beneficial for you, but we don't do the posting. We run the retargeted ads. So for those to show up, they have to do a search for your service. And they have to be in your service radius, and then you have an ad show up. And that's where we utilize, like, your photos, your videos, right? We put it easy, like, click now to call action. But we don't actually post on there, if that makes sense.
Got it.
You know?
Yeah, it does make sense. So the targeted ad, that would be targeting towards, let's say, location basis, right? Let's say I wanted to targeted in people who are in New York City, people who are in their, you know, mid 30 or 40 years age, like that's the demographic area, people who are young, tech savvy, design focused, I don't know, like, millennials, who has money, of course, not every millennial has money, is that the target ad will be catering to that? Like,
correct. Everything you just mentioned, we can target it that way, like in New York City for specific keywords, even age range. We can't target though, like there's no way to know like their income. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately. But, you know, so some of the clicks or calls you get, they may not be able to afford it. There's no way to control that, you know, unfortunately.
Got it. Yeah. I like that. Okay, cool. No, that's okay. Let's start with this first and see, you know, what's the result we get. And obviously the responses will be you will share the report, right? Like the responses from each ad we're getting, like,
You'll have an app, actually. We make it really easy. So you have an app for your tracking system, and it's going to show you all your analytics. So on Google, it'll show you each keyword you're targeted for, the position rank, searches, clicks, calls, views going to your website. And then on Meta, it'll show you, you know, how many times your page is being, like, seen, how many times your ads are being clicked on, how many calls are generated from the Facebook and Instagram ad. So you have all these metrics. And then also, too, and my clients love this. You're going to want to utilize it. Anytime you add, like, a new photo, video, or promotion you may be running, okay, we're going to automatically load that to Google, Apple, and we use it for your ads on Meta. So you always want to be giving us new photos, videos, and or promotions to your running, and that way we can push them for all your sites. You know, instead of you having to go to each one individually, just put it in your app and we'll do the rest for you, you know?
Okay, sounds good. Now I'm thinking about, let's say when we're talking about the targeted ad on Instagram and Facebook, like what is the budget we need to have? Like, is that going to cost us like a couple thousand or something?
Great question. So we like to do baby steps, right, and see how you do, right, with the budget we're allocating. So the way it's going to start, just to go through the pricing, for our base package, which includes the 20 keyword phrases on Google, also you're getting the social media ads, the tracking system, and you're getting directory submissions to Bing, Apple, and Yahoo as well, okay? That is going to be $299 a month. Out of that $299, only $100 is allocated towards the Meta ads to start. That way you could see what we kind of do with that. Okay. Now for Google Guaranteed, we do have a one-time application / management fee. You don't have to redo your application, so it's really a management fee. That one-time fee would be for $250. So to get started, your cost out the door with us would be $549, okay? And then you're also going to have your Google Guaranteed lead fees as well, which I'll pull those up for you right now. Give me one sec. So you got approved for Google Guaranteed, right? Just to clarify. You're just not running.
Yes, we are. Well, you can look up on Google. You can just search us. You'll say we're Google verified. That's said in the business page, I think.
Yeah,
so, that was a lot of work we had to do. So many verification. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it should have been a background check. You had to link your Google reviews to Google Guaranteed. And then also, you have to submit your license and insurance to get approved.
Yep, we did all of those. It took really.
Awesome.
So when you look at this, I think it does say.
Let me see. Hold on. Maverick Design Build, right? Hold on.
Yep.
You went under the general contractor vertical, right?
Yes, because we are a GC, licensed GC,
Perfect. All right, let me see. Check New York. That's how the business is registered too, right? It's Maverick Design Build. It's not like a different name.
No, so I have, so it's a DBA. The main company, the parent company is Maverick M Holdings.
Okay.
And Maverick Design Build is the DBA, but it is registered as well, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you could still push it as the DBA name too, so that's fine.
Yep,
Not showing it. It might just be, It might be because your leads are off. Like, I see a Monarch Contracting Group. That's not you guys. Give me a second here. Let me go to other.
So in Google, there is the way it's written. I think if you type just Maverick Design Build, it should come first. Like,
I see your Google page. I don't see your Google Guaranteed page, though. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How does it? Okay, huh?
So the Google Guaranteed page will be in the local service ads. You're gonna see like it'll show me like the companies that currently don't have their leads on. They'll be towards the bottom. Because it'll still show that they were like approved, and it's not showing your listing for me. But that's perfectly fine. If you started the process, all we have to do is have you add us as manager to that as well. To it's called your CID, and we'll be able to get in and see like why it's not showing at this particular time. You know.
Oh, interesting. It was actually. That's interesting. I didn't know that because I'm looking at from my phone right now, and it's telling. I don't see it because. It's telling me you manage this business profile, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, I manage this business profile. That's how it showed up here. But, because I think there's a, so for the Google Verified, I think there's a green button, right? It's just a Google Guaranteed, right?
Correct.
It's the same.
Correct.
Yeah, same thing. I noticed
local
that.
Local service ads, Google Guaranteed, it's the same exact thing. So it's not showing on my end, but that's no problem. We'll be able to fix it for you. Usually it's like something like if the insurance like got renewed or something, right? Then we just basically have to resubmit it. It's probably something super simple, you know?
Okay, sure. Sounds
but
good.
Let me pull up the lead fees too. Give me one quick second just so you know what those are, okay?
Sure.
See, general contractor vertical. Alright, give me a sec. Okay, so the way it works when you have an existing account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Google's gonna charge you per lead that comes through. So your cost per lead is gonna be at $54 per lead from Google directly, okay? We have a management fee attached as well, okay? It's very reasonable. Mm-hmm. So basically, the management fee on each qualified lead that you're getting, it's going to be $18 per qualified lead for the management fee. So Google's charging $54, we're charging $18, so it's essentially going to be $72 per qualified lead for you. Does that make sense?
So it
far? Does. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, when you guys have an existing account, I have to explain it that way. If you didn't, I would just go over the $72 fee. You know? But Google requires a minimum budget too, okay? That minimum budget is for 3 leads per week, right? So obviously you don't have to do just 3 leads per week. You could set a higher budget, okay? The minimum budget requirement is going to be, for the management fee, it's going to be 18 times, 12, which would be a total of $216. Now that's for 13 qualified leads, essentially. Or, I'm sorry, 12 qualified leads. Okay. If you don't take on 12 qualified leads, right? Just as an example, your remaining budget would roll over to the next month. Is how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It actually works better when you have an existing account instead of us having to charge the whole budget. You know what I'm saying? So it works good that way. Okay.
Okay. So I'm just making the calculations. So it's a 12 leads, 72, right? Is the each
correct.
Lead?
Yes.
So it's $864.
Correct. But you're being charged $54. From Google directly per lead that comes through.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be a charge directly from Google. Our charge is $18 per qualified lead, right? So that's why your minimum budget, so that's why the minimum budget requirement is $216 just for the management fees.
Okay. Got it. That makes sense. So it's 216 plus 54 into 12, 648. So let's say this 12 leads, it is going to be qualified leads. So it's not going to be just, you know, somebody just.
They have to either schedule an appointment or if you quote them over the phone for it to be considered a qualified lead. Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. God. And, you know, we don't do any, like, you know, little repair. Let's say some people, they just call, oh, just repair the faucet, repair just a small, you know, just fix the valves. We don't do that, though. You know that. So,
yeah,
I mean,
so that
this
would
is
be
small job. We're not a handyman.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
got
you
it.
Would want to turn on the specific type of jobs you want, and we'd set that all up with you. So you have, like, accessory buildings, bathroom remodels, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete. Those are just examples of subcategories, right? There's more as well, but you're just going to want to turn on the type of work that you want. Okay? So if you get a call and it's not a service you provide, you're automatically not charged for that lead. The AI will pick that up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that sounds good. Because, oh, God, I'm just being a little bit very picky and strict. It's just because we had such a bad experience in the last, with the last companies we worked with, like, Home Advisor. Angeles. I don't know why we have to repeat so many times. And, we just kind of fix those. Yeah, we will fix those in the keywords and the category of the work we do. We want to get a complete renovation project, let's say townhouse, let's say 2-3-bedroom apartment, right? The complete renovation job, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, lobby, right, for the commercial, the restaurants, the spa, in the commercial sector. Those are the kind of like a bigger work we want to get. Now, the question is, let's say, so how much am I going to be actually spending with you guys? Because 216 is the, for the budget on the Google ad management, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then plus, you gave me some of those packages, like the SEO, Google Leads or something, like...
I just sent you an email. Oh, it said email not found, actually. Is it info@maverickdesignbuild.us, or what's the best one?
Yeah, I think I have to do something with the payment and whatnot. Can you send it to me in my previous email address? It's sangqing@maverickrenovation.com. I'm just way behind on all this stuff. I think we have to. And Google is expensive, too. I think we made some mistakes with the Google account. They charge us, like, just for the Google business, they charge us $450. I think we were paying a lot for each user, like $55. That was a mistake.
Oh, for a workspace. For a Google workspace.
Yeah, for the workspace. Mm, yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay. Because the Google business profile shouldn't have cost you anything, you know?
We deal
with Google Workspaces too. Like, we should be able to help you with that as well, you know?
Oh, that would be great. You know, now I believe they kind of like suspended the email until like we made a payment for $420. Now, Google is a company where we cannot reach out to anybody, and I wanted to make a payment, let's say, and want to tell them, like, hey, I didn't know how this happened. Maybe I did it after long work day at midnight, you know, and this is how the business owners work.
I might
have choose the premium plus, because they have options for those, because I thought I was paying only like $12 or $13 for each user. So I have 6 people in my team, so we created for 6 users, and this one's charging, I don't know, I think 35 or 45 something for each user. So I gotta fix it. I don't. Maybe I just have to pay the full amount and just.
Yeah. What I'd recommend before you do all that, like our team, we deal with Google Workspaces like all day, every day. Our technicians are like good at those, so they can actually check into your Google Workspace and see like what it is. Like maybe you have it set to the wrong plan or let us look into it for you. Because one downside to Google, and I love Google, you know, like obviously I do this for a living, like
everyone loves
with
Google.
Amazing. but one downside they have is it's not, they don't really have good customer service, right? And that's where we kind of come into play. Like I know we're local Splash and we're a Google Premier partner. So we're not in Google's building, right? But we're kind of like your liaison between you and Google. Like it's our job to make sure you're getting what you need out of all this. You know what I'm saying? So,
sure.
Yeah, I would let them look into that before you, like, pay some bill or whatever, you know?
Okay. That would be lovely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So I sent you an email titled The Ideal Package, right? Did you get that?
Did you send it to Sangqing at maverickrenovation.com?
I did. Yes, ma'am.
I got it.
You got it? Awesome.
Yep, I got it.
Okay.
Daniel Nelson. Okay.
So that's going to break down what goes where exactly, right?
Mm-hmm,
What I'm doing too is I'm replying to that email with Google Guaranteed. So the general contractor vertical, I'm putting the cost per qualified lead, the minimum budget requirement, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way, I know you've seen them, but just so you have them in writing again, you know?
Right.
All right. So let me see. 54 per lead from Google. I always have to kind of customize this when it's a current account, you know, when you guys already have a Google Guarantee. Lead management.
So the first month is going to be $549.
Correct.
Google Guaranteed application fee. So this one's something, even we have it.
Even though you already have it, they still charge it. It's a management fee. Basically, the benefit of doing that, okay, and I'm the main person that sets Google Guaranteed up here. Since we started offering that product, we have 100% retention rate on those accounts. Like, it is amazing, okay? So the benefit of doing that is you have us managing it, okay? We have a personal, like, technician at Google assigned to our company even. So if we ever hit any snags, we're able to contact them directly, right? And we work on these accounts, like, we know all the tricks to get you the best results. So it's basically a one-time management fee. You still own, too, your Google Guarantee page. We're just added on as a manager.
Okay, sounds good. Alrighty, got you. Alright, so sounds good. And I'm waiting for your another email for the Google Guarantee app.
Yeah, I started talking and I stopped typing, you know? So.
No, it's good. Sorry, I'm just like rushing you. It's raining so bad here. I just stopped my car and I thought, you know, let's just take care of all this little nitty-gritty thing. I'm just going to visit one of my appointment right now. I'm pretty late, but hopefully I will be able to get hold of the owner.
Right. And we're pretty much done, too. All I need to do, you know, is because we're going to have to schedule an onboarding appointment with one of our technicians. That way, they'll walk you through, like, adding us as manager to the Google page, to Google Guarantee, to Meta, right? Mm-hmm. And they go over, like, your keywords. Like, make sure we're just, like, targeting you correctly. We always want to double-check our work, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let me verify real quick. The company address, so it is the 1412 Broadway Suite 2100. Is that accurate?
So when we started, that was the address, but we moved to our World Trade Center location. But I think, most likely we're going to get another office. That office is good, but so you can use the 285 Fulton Street office address. I mean, it's in Manhattan downtown.
Perfect.
It's on the Google business page. Either way, we cover entire Manhattan, but I think we're going to take off. Yeah, so we're going to probably get an office in Midtown or a little bit, you know, uptown where we can also meet our clients and bring them in our studio for the appointment.
Perfect.
Because the one we have is in downtown, yeah.
When you change things on Google, too, it usually triggers a re-verification. So if you're not moving, like, super far, you usually just want to keep it how it is on there. You know what I'm saying? Unless you need the address to show, then, you know, obviously – like, we take care of that for you. Our timeline for re-verification is 7 to 14 days. So it's not, like, super long, you know?
Sure.
Okay, let me see. The phone number, so it's the one on the Google page, right? The 929-416-8247, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the number.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. And I'm going to send you, so I'm going to assign a technician to your company in a second here. But even though I'm not like the one actually doing the optimization and managing your leads, et cetera, I'm really active in all my accounts. So I'm sending you over a text message with my direct line and extension, okay? So you have that.
Okay, sure.
All right. And let's see. Okay. I pretty much have the categories. They'll go over that more so in the client interview. So all I need to do, I'm going to set up billing information, okay? I'm going to send you your confirmation emails, and then we'll get your client interview scheduled as well, okay?
Okay. I usually use the Maverick Design Build email address, so maybe we're going to switch onto that because that's aligned with the website domain.
Okay.
So, but I really want your team to look into the issue with the Google, you know, and hopefully, because, I mean, again, we're very small. We don't use that much data. So there's no point of like paying, you know, $35, $40 for each user. I think I'm happy to go even with the basic package, you know, because we don't really, we also have a portal where we, store all the drawings, communications, and we're already spending money on that every month. So I don't really need that, like, you know, spending $400 on just the Google Workspace.
I've already notated it, and I'm going to send it to the our main person that sets up Google Workspace, too. That way they can actually look into it for you. But just for, like, right now, I want to make sure you actually get the emails. You know what I'm saying? So, So SingChing at fabricrenovation.com, right, for right now? Okay,
yep,
perfect. And then what I'll do is I'll have them resolve that Google Workspace issue for you, right? And then if we need to change the email, which we will, I'm assuming, they'll be able to change it on their end, no problem. Okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. So let me see. Okay. As far as billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it SingChing on the card, or is it like the business name, both names? How's it read?
It's going to be business name.
That's
what I thought. Just bear with me.
Yeah, take your time.
And, okay. Because I really wanted to, I don't know, I just hope this will work out and we can be long-term partner.
Big time.
That's all I'm hoping for.
I have the highest retention rate out of all the account leads too, so like, I take care of you guys, you know, 100%.
That's great. And, you know, the more advanced we get, I feel like you also have probably, you know, advanced packages. And if doing really well, would love to get onto that as well.
Yeah, this package is basically to get your feet wet to see what we could do with it, right? But obviously you can increase, like, your Google ad spend, the amount you're putting towards Google Guaranteed, your Meta ads, like, there's a lot of flexibility with what we could do. This package is essentially just to, like, get it rolling so you could see what we could do, you know?
Yeah, and there's a guarantee that we're going to start getting calls, emails, and projects, like the leads, right? Like,
yeah, well, it's given, you know? So Google Guaranteed, you only pay when you get qualified leads coming through.
Right.
So that one's 100%. The Meta ads, right, we want to see what we do with that budget, right? We're anticipating you'll get 150 to 200 clicks in Meta. Obviously, you're going to want to grow that over time, but that's a good start to see what that brings, and then it'll give us an idea of how much you want to increase, essentially, right? And then the organic spot, that's where you want to be. That's one of our key benefits, too. Like, we're really good at ranking those Google business profiles. So they're going to be working on that, you know, constantly to get you up there. That takes a little bit longer to rank, though. Like, your leads on Google Guaranteed, like, we'll be able to activate those right away. The Meta ads, too, we get those going usually in 7 days. We just want to make sure the ads are, like, created properly. But the map section ranking is usually 45 to 60 days before you start ranking. So that one's going to take a little bit longer, but it's definitely worth it, you know.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely want to, what is that, optimize the Google map. That's another thing, right? The local map program. I heard that that's huge for a lot of companies, and they have been very successful on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one thing
so
we specialize in. So you're in good hands with that, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'm just taking a leap of faith on our conversation today. And let's start with, let's see, I'm just going to give you, so the company name is, the parent company name, Maverick M Holdings. That's how it appears on the card.
Okay.
Maverick
M Holdings.
Yep. And my name is there too. My legal name is a little bit long, and if you need that, I can give you as well. It's actually they made it short. So anyway, so just put like Ma. It's M-A-A, Ma.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sang, they just put an initial S.
Okay.
And then I have two last names, but they just put one. Okay, that's fine. It's Marma. It's M-A-R-M-A.
Perfect.
It's Ma S. Marma. That's how the name appeared on the card. Company name appeared as Maverick M. Holdings, Inc. I will give you my card info if you're ready.
Let me just update it there. Perfect. Billing address for the card, is it the same 285 Fulton Street, or is it a different address?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's the same. It's 285, right. Yeah.
And the card, is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is a Visa card.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are?
It's 4563,
mm-hmm.
3100, it's 3100.
Mm-hmm.
4962,
mm-hmm.
1935.
All right. Expiration date?
It's February 2030, so it's 0230.
All right. And the CVV code?
The code is going to be 450.
Perfect. All right. So what I'm doing now is I'm coding out the card. I've already assigned the package to our tech team. I'm processing
okay.
the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions already asked. Okay?
Sure.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Maverick Design Build.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Well, legal name is Ma A. Sang Ching Marma. I go by Sang Ching. I'm the sole owner of the company.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is March 5th, 2025. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $549 for the ideal package, okay? When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the amount of $299 for the platinum package, okay? You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. And they don't have in that, now I can stop sounding like a robot, you know, but They don't have enough voice verification, but I just wanted to make you aware, you also have your Google Guaranteed Lead fees too, which I sent you in writing as well, okay? And they'll go over that in the Google Guaranteed Onboarding Appointment too, which I'll schedule here shortly, okay?
Okay, sure. Sounds good.
So what I'm going to do, I have to schedule two client interviews, okay? One is going to be on your base program, all right? And then I'm going to schedule that one. We block off an hour. Usually the call takes about 30, 45 minutes or so. The Google Guaranteed appointment I'm going to schedule, that one's quick. We block off 30 minutes, and usually it takes like 10 minutes in that interview. Like, we got that thing streamlined. But, all right. So for the regular client interview though, what time works best for you tomorrow? That's that hour appointment.
Okay, I think I can do tomorrow, either early in the morning.
Okay.
I'm available, let's say, because I really want to get it started, since we already started on paid option. And,
yeah,
you know,
let's get it rolling.
Owner,
yep.
We're always tracking, like, okay, where the money is and where the result is coming. And this year, we have a very ambitious goal, and we really want it to be successful. And I was caught up in a lot of, you know, the family situations, a lot of stuff. And I think it's finally time to move on and just take a like bigger step. So I would love to get it going tomorrow if we can do, maybe around, let's say 10 a.m. is perfect for me.
Yes. That works perfect. Cause we're on the West Coast. So we actually start.
You are? Yeah.
So we're 10 a.m.
I'm from California. So.
Are you? Which part?
So East Bay, San Francisco.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar. We're at Southern California, Orange County. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, not too far.
Oh, it's pretty far.
I mean, San Diego. Yeah, I know. Just joking. Not too far.
Yeah. Well, people that know California, they just think like we're all like by each other. They're like, oh yeah, that was San Francisco.
Also, guys are so different.
Yeah.
And people are different, like San Diego, LA, San Francisco. Yeah, like people are different too.
Yeah. Every city almost too, you know, like for sure.
That's true. And I moved to New York during pandemic 2022. So this is going to be my, it's about like 4 year in New York City. I love East Coast, but I also miss West Coast, the weather.
Yeah. Right. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but
for
I have friends and family, so I'm probably going to visit soon. But when you have a business, it's just like priorities are like work, finance. So there's just a lot.
A lot, for sure. Yeah. At least you get those white Christmases, you know?
Yes. You know, that's the only time, like Christmas and Thanksgiving, my family is, I mean, my parents passed away, but I still have my uncle and aunt. So, yeah, and have friends, like school friends, they're all in California. So just always nice to hang out and catch up with them once in a while in a year. So.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's crazy. Let me know if you guys ever come down to Southern California. I'll tell you some spots down here, you know? There's like a really good,
because
I'm from Huntington Beach. Yeah, so, but I know like the little hole in the wall spots, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, me and my partner, we might be planning for West Coast trip. And, you know, the interesting thing is I really wanted to expand this business to my hometown, like California, like LA. San Francisco is a big market. It's very expensive though, constructions and everything. I just have to build a team there. Yeah. But we have a goal, like, you know, this year, if we're very successful, if you do well, and if you guys help us out to build that strong digital presence and getting better leads, and we will close it, we will deliver the project. And hopefully next year we will be able to expand in California, and I will be needing your help to, you know, doing the SEOs and marketing and whatnot in California.
Yeah, that's our neck of the woods, you know. So, but no, we would love to help for sure. Our company too, you know, we've been around a while, 20 years. Our owner, Dave Rodecker, he's amazing. He's like always trying to make our product better, and we obviously have a you know, like this package you're starting at is to get your feet wet, but we have a lot more we can do for sure in terms of ad spend, et cetera. But we just want to show you the ROI first, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to be coming back to you if I say, hey, you know, we're really converting those leads in a bigger number.
Yes.
You know, yes. Right now my budget is 1,000. How about we just, you know, increase incrementally, let's say 2,000, and at some point
Correct.
Maybe 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to convert those at, you know,
yes.
expenditure
exactly.
onto the number, I mean, on ROI, as you said. Okay, Dan, let's get going some good work, and I'm excited and I'm really optimistic about this collaboration with Local Splash.
Absolutely.
I hope we're not going to be disappointed, and I already feel it that,
I know you'll love it.
I hope so too. Yeah.
So, for the appointment tomorrow, I got you in at 10 a.m., okay? 1 hour
yeah.
before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well.
Okay.
So you'll know it's coming,
okay?
Okay.
Cool.
For the, now I wanted to tell you a few things. You're going to have some emails that come through. You're going to
mm-hmm.
have a Local Splash initial invoice, okay? When
okay.
you see that one, what it's going to do is it's going to have a blue hyperlink that will say,
mm-hmm.
please click here to accept subscription terms.
Mm-hmm,
when you
mm-hmm.
click on that, it's going to show you everything you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you. So just kind of take your time to review it, okay? The only ones that are not on there, ignore my site custom website. You already have a website. So I'm actually going to I'm gonna take that off of the package too, you know?
Okay, sure.
Google Ads aren't included either. That's a pay-per-click campaign. Google Guaranteed
mm-hmm.
is way better. So trust me, you went the right route on that. And then
okay.
also Yelp ads are not included. And what you'll see in the
right.
terms of experience, okay? They'll have little stars next to them.
Okay.
And then you'll see info on Google Workspace, too, but I'm going to forward that to our Google Workspace team, too, so they could check into
okay.
what you're doing, okay?
That will be great.
But so just take your time to review all that, and then what you're going to do is at the bottom, it'll have you check
mm-hmm.
a few boxes, and it'll have you type your name in and hit confirm. Once
mm-hmm.
you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen, okay? Your
okay.
username and password is going to be in your welcome to Local Splash email, okay?
Okay, sure.
If you forget all this, too, when you're in front of it, just call me, and I could always walk you through it.
Yeah.
You know?
Thanks, Dan. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You're such a, I mean, yeah, you have been great. I mean, I think it's very helpful tips. But I am pretty hands-on with, I always have my iPad and my phone. I will log in, and I think I already got the text message saying my credential, like the username and password.
Yes.
So I will just
yes.
save it. And I think it's just my
Perfect.
Phone number, right? My username.
Yeah, it's just your phone number, and it should have made you a random password too. You can always
yeah,
change
I like
that
it.
YouTube.
Well,
yeah.
I'm a marathon runner, and it just said run friends. I'm like, this
oh,
must
that's
be something.
Cool. That's cool.
That must be something the world is trying to tell me. Oh,
For
I'm
sure.
actually going to be in San Francisco. I'm doing it. Me and my partner, we're doing a San Francisco marathon in July.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, we'll see if we can make it to, San Diego. And if it's not, we'll just say hi from the far, but we're going to
yeah,
be the same.
That'd be amazing for sure. Let me know if you come down too. You can even check the
sure.
company out and stuff, you know, it'd be awesome.
I would love to.
Yeah,
yeah. That would be great.
They have us work from home remote now, you know, since COVID,
uh-huh.
but,
yep.
the office is still intact and all that stuff, you know, but I love working
Got
from
it.
Home. You know, I've been here 8 years, so I'm glad I get to do that. You know, I got my little gym garage and everything. Like, it's been amazing.
Good for you. Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
I appreciate that.
You know, lucky you. You get to work from home. I can't because the kind of work we do, we have
You're
to
right.
be outside.
You got it. Sure.
And I'm terrible working. I mean, I get lazy. I just like playing with my dogs and going to the kitchen, eating. I mean, I just can't focus when I'm at work. I mean, when I'm
yeah,
at literally in the home. Working.
I get, like, super, like, I'm big on plans, you know? So, like, I have obviously all my clients that I have, and, you know, I'm
yeah.
constantly, like, you know, speaking with them.
You
and
must
the
be
new
super
clients.
Organized.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
I love organization. Yeah, I'm all about plans for sure, you know? And I try
oh
to be
goodness,
super
I'm
thorough,
jealous.
Too, you know?
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I wish I had
yeah.
that skill. Like, I'm very messy. I'm not, like, I'm working on that. I'm working on my organization skill.
Right. If you ask my wife, though, she'd be like, he's messy. You know?
Really? No way.
Yeah. Yeah, at home, a little bit. Apparently, I got to do some more dishes and stuff, you know, but.
Yeah, well, at
work
I'm sure you're.
Too. She does our
oh.
Yelp ad. So you might end up talking to her, too. She's amazing, for sure.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. The whole family is local.
Yeah,
Flash.
I actually met her. I actually met her here. Yeah, like 8 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But,
good for you, dude. Oh, my goodness.
Local Splash Love.
Small world.
Yeah. You're going to have two other emails. One will say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Ignore that email. Your Google listing's already verified. That's just sent automatically to all clients. And then you'll have a Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins email. On that email, it's going to have the application form. You don't have to resubmit the application, though, because you already did it.
Okay.
So ignore the application, too, okay? Let me also, I just need to get your Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment scheduled. Did you want to do it right after your client interview, or did you want to do, like, did you want to do a later time, like 6 p.m. tomorrow? Like, what works best for you for the Google Guaranteed?
Let's do it, like, right after the call, right?
Right
tomorrow.
After? Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to put that in for 11 a.m., okay? And what will happen, too, is I call first just to introduce you to the technician, okay, for both appointments.
Okay, sure.
The Google Guaranteed appointment, that's going to be with Bonnie. She's amazing, okay? And I'll let her know that to make sure your initial client interview is done before we call on that interview, too, okay?
Okay. Right, most likely I'm going to be in my car, maybe driving. Is that – do I have to be FaceTime or do I have to do any –
That's perfectly fine.
So gonna
they're going to send you email instructions, though. What I'm going to do is I'm going to forward you a bunch of them right now. It'll just say, like, add us to the Google page. I'll send you the Meta one, too. That way you could check them out, but don't worry about doing it. They'll kind of walk you through that. If you're driving, no worries. They'll just get everything set up, and they could always schedule a time to finish walking you through it, or you could do it when you're in front of the emails, too. So whatever works for you, you know?
Okay. Most likely, I'm going to park somewhere safe, and then I will take the call. So I will have my hands free, and, you know, we'll do whatever needed to be done with the emails and everything.
Awesome.
All righty. You know what? I got to get going.
I know. I took a lot of your time, for sure. I appreciate you, though, trusting us on this. You're going to absolutely love it. And I'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., okay? I'm going to get all the notes
Thanks,
over.
Thanks, Daniel. I really appreciate it. And I think this is going to be a great start. And have a great night. And you're awesome.
I really enjoyed talking to you.
Likewise. All righty. Good night now. Thank you.
All right. You have a great night.
All righty. Bye-bye now. You too.